Well, it's Thursday, which means it's time for our weekend picks. And joining us now to share hers is June Wolfe, arts reporter for the Boston Globe. Hi there, June.
Hi.
So, if I understand correctly, June, your first pick is summarized like this: ghosts, music, drinking, murder. What could be more fun?
Well, you just described my ordinary Friday nights at home. Actually, this is called Blood Rose Rising, and it's a live supernatural romantic thriller series, which is the baby of Ben Evett, who's a founder of Actors Shakespeare Project and a veteran Boston actor and director. And tomorrow's pilot is called Immaterial Girl, and it's happening at the New Davis Square Theater in Somerville.
So you said it's a romantic thriller series, so will there be different episodes performed every month?
Well, exactly. If it's successful, every 4 to 6 weeks they hope to introduce a new segment. This one is for all of those who are going to desperately miss Downton Abbey when it ends. You can kind of pick this one up and hope it continues, but it's the story of Robert Blackwood, who's a young history professor living in Cambridge, and he inherits a tumble-down Victorian mansion from his estranged father, who happens to be a brilliant and mysterious Ulysses Blackwood, a member of a long line of scientific luminaries. Anyway, Robert finds that the house is haunted by the presence of a beautiful Victorian woman named Rose, and his growing obsession with her leads him to discover that by spilling the blood of the living, he can temporarily restore her to life.
Hmm.
How's that?
Dark. Well, apparently it's not just theater, but there's live music as well, and we've got a little bit of music from the show, so let's listen.
Welcome to the
So that's Blood Rose Rising. The pilot opens Friday, February 17th at the Davis Square Theater. June, what's your next pick?
Well, this is an exhibit at the Arnold Arboretum called Aviflora, Plants and the Birds That Love Them.
Hmm.
Four local bird photographers were challenged to dig through their portfolios and come up with shots of identifiable birds and woody plants in the same image. So the four photographers did what they were told, and voila, we have an exhibit.
Oh, that sounds like a difficult but wonderful task. How challenging was it for the photographers?
Well, according to the folks at the Arboretum, the majority of songbird photographers capture their subjects in a woody plant, but it's often tough for the plant to be identified.
Because the bird is the center of the photo.
Exactly. And there is going to be a reception this Saturday, so you can ask the folks there exactly how they did it.
Oh, so that's terrific. That's Aviflora, Plants and the Birds That Love Them at the Arnold Arboretum. Open through March 11th, but as June said, there's a reception on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. June, if I could, I'd like to actually sneak in a pick of my own, if I could.
Great.
Well, my pick, June, has to do with literature and Radio Boston and a fun evening out. So tonight, Anthony is going to be co-hosting something called Lounge Lit at Think Tank in Cambridge. And it's actually an extension of our Zip Code Stories series where we ask authors or writers or any of our listeners to send in short stories about where they live. So tonight at Think Tank, you'll be able to enjoy beer, wine, appetizers, libations of all sorts, and hear some of the authors who we've featured on Zip Code Stories. And there'll be an open mic portion of the evening so you could share your own stories about where you live or places that you love all around Massachusetts. So, June, what's your last pick?
Well, this one is really fun. It's called Presudential Election Week at the Franklin Park Zoo. And, you know, school vacation is starting, so it's a great way to entertain the kids. And as you know, kids cannot vote in the 2012 presidential election, but they can vote for president of the zoo. So in honor of President's Day and the 2012 election, families will learn about the animal candidates' platforms. They'll be able to cast their vote and enjoy games and activities.
So, June, are you saying that kids vote for the animal that they'd like to see as president of the zoo?
That's exactly right.
The analogies to actual human politics write themselves, but who's running? Do the animals have their own platforms?
Well, of course they have platforms. For example, there's Gigi. She's a female western lowland gorilla who stresses the importance of enrichment for all of the animals at the zoo. There is Christopher, who's a male lion. He's quite old for his cat years, and the zoo writes that Christopher was surprised when he was asked to run again again, as everybody knows, he is naturally king. However, burying into the democratic process in his old age, he has agreed to campaign with the rest of the candidates to be zoo president.
So maybe not a zoo monarchy, but a zoo democracy. And people can vote from February 20th to the 24th, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And they're having an actual inauguration of the elected president on the 25th?
That's absolutely right. And I have decided that in November, I am going to do a write-in candidate.
You might get more people joining you. Depends on how the election goes. Well, June Wolfe, thanks so much for your picks.
My pleasure.
June Wolfe is an arts reporter for the Boston Globe, and there's more information about her picks and mine at radioboston.org. And before we go today, we've received a number of comments on the Wither civil discourse conversation we just had.
Akfa Ka writes on radioboston.org, "This Congress is perhaps the rudest, most ridiculous Congress I've ever seen."
John added, "Both sides can be uncivil, but it's not done equally. Pretending it is both sides makes this endeavor fruitless."
And CL put it this way, to quote a famous saying, "We have met the enemy and they are at us." Show me a case where one of the culprits on incivility on any side faces consequences for their actions. If we want more civil public discourse, then the only way to get it is to punish those who do not.
Keep those comments coming at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. You're welcome at our table for some civil discourse every day, so join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.